Welcome to Verity Wealth Report with Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Verity Wealth Report is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now let's get started with Verity Wealth Report.
Hello and welcome to the Verity Wealth Report. My name is Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 626-650-9486 or visit us online at veritywealthgroup.com. And while at my website, click on the podcast page to check out our past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Inheriting an IRA is often a welcome windfall, but if not handled strategically, it can hit you with a hefty tax burden because inherited IRAs come with plenty of rules and are designed to make sure the IRS gets paid sooner or later. So during today's show, we're going to address IRA inheritance strategies and some of the common mistakes you should work to avoid. But before we get into our topic, let me introduce my co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill, who comes to us risk-free and full of upside.
Now, that's a very financially specific compliment, Stephen. I love it. And I appreciate it. I think we have a great topic for us today, and I'm excited to dive into it. Many people will be beneficiaries at some point in their lives. So understanding the rules and strategy steps is so important on this.
Let's jump right into this important topic. With an article recently from Kiplinger, Inherited an IRA, Avoid These Common Mistakes That Can Cost You, which I think does a good job of clearly spelling out some key facts and figures. Inherited IRAs are often called beneficiary IRAs because that's just what it's called when an IRA gets passed along to a spouse, a family member, or someone else you care about after you've passed away. Now, here's the thing. You can actually leave an IRA to just about anyone. But the rules for what happens next can be very different depending on who the beneficiary is. Once that transfer happens, the money from the original IRA moves into an inherited IRA in the beneficiary's name. You can't add new money to it, but it does stay tax deferred, which may be a good thing. Here's where it can get a little tricky, especially if you're not the spouse. In that case, the IRS says you have to fully withdraw that inherited IRA within 10 years of the original account holder's death. And every dollar you take out counts as ordinary income. So if you wait until year 10 to do something about that, well, let's just say you could be staring at one pretty big, unpleasant tax bill. And that's exactly why planning ahead with someone who knows the rules inside and out will make all the difference.
Absolutely. And if someone knows the rules inside and out, this can make a difference. That sounds like ample reason to work closely with a financial services professional. And to me, what you just said, Stephen, is that year 10 is a big number in regards to this. So what are some of the rules that come with inherited IRAs?
Now, if you've been listening for a while, you know that I like to keep you up to speed on the rule changes that can have a big impact on your retirement accounts. One of the biggest shifts in recent years came with the SECURE Act, or the Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act of 2019. Here's what it means for inherited IRAs. If you're not the spouse and you inherited that IRA after December 31st of 2019, you're now looking at what's called the 10-year rule. That means that you have to fully withdraw the account within 10 years. But there are a few important exceptions, and this is where working with a financial services professional can really help. If you're within 10 years of the original account holder's age, or you're disabled or chronically ill, or if you're a minor child of the deceased, you're allowed to follow the old rules. So in other words, you can stretch those withdrawals over your lifetime and not just the 10-year window. And if the person you inherited from had already started their required minimum distributions, or RMDs, which now begin at age 73, you'll have to continue taking those during your 10-year window. based on your own life expectancy. Now, here's something to remember. You can leave an IRA to anyone, but the tax rules definitely favor the spouse. Spouses get the most flexibility. In fact, they're the only ones who can simply treat that IRA as their own. And if you inherit from your spouse, you've got several smart options, and choosing the right one for you can make a huge difference in your taxes and your future income.
Wow. Well, that was a lot to unpack there. There's a lot of rules and a lot of different exceptions, and working with a financial services professional is going to really benefit you. So what are some of the potential options with this, Stephen?
Right. Yeah. Let's get into the options, because if you inherit an IRA from your spouse, you can actually have a few different paths you can take. You can choose the right one for your situation. Really depends on your age, your income needs, and your long-term plans. The first option is what's called a spousal transfer. So this simply means you can take over the account and become the new account holder. The money is yours and it's accessible right away. But remember, any withdrawals you take will still be taxable. And if you're under the age of 59 and a half, there could also be some penalties unless you qualify for one of the IRS exceptions. Now, here's the good news. Your RMDs will now be based on your age, not your spouse's. If you're younger, that means you can stretch those withdrawals over more years, potentially easing that tax bite. Option two is to open an inherited IRA. In this case, you roll the assets into an inherited IRA in your name. RMDs will still be based on your life expectancy, but you'll also need to fully withdraw the account within 10 years. This route can make sense if you're under 59 and a half, or you know you need access to the money sooner than later. And then there's the third option, which is taking a lump sum. You can cash the whole thing out right away, but keep in mind that money is treated as ordinary income. A big payout like that could push you into a higher tax bracket, and that means more taxes owed.
Yeah, and we definitely do not want that. Well, after all of this information, let's take kind of a quick pause here. And can you share with our listeners how they can get a hold of you?
Sure. Listeners can visit our website at veritywealthgroup.com or call our office at 626-650-9486. And we can always discuss how we can answer some questions or address some of the concerns about your IRAs, your financial strategy, RMDs, or any other parts of your retirement. It is our goal to help you prepare for your retirement.
Amazing. Well, Stephen, during today's show so far, we've been addressing some of the steps you may be able to take if you inherit an IRA to lessen, you know, your potential tax burdens on this. What's on the agenda in this next segment?
Yep. In the same Kiplinger article, Inherited an IRA or Avoid These Common Mistakes That Can Cost You, it has more details and insights that I think could be very helpful for our audience today, including some of the rules for non-spouses who inherited an IRA. Now, if you're inheriting an IRA and you're not the spouse and you don't fall into one of those exceptions we talked about earlier, your choices are a little bit more limited. The first option is you can open what's called an inherited IRA. Here's how that works. The assets get moved into an account in your name, and your required minimum distributions are calculated based on your life expectancy, and you've got that 10-year clock ticking. The money still grows tax-deferred while it's in there, so you're not paying taxes on the earnings each year. The second option is to cash it all out in a lump sum, and while maybe that sounds tempting, here's the catch. Every dollar you take out is treated as ordinary income. So depending on the size of that account, this could easily push you into a higher tax bracket, which means a bigger check to the IRS.
Yeah, we don't want to be paying Uncle Sam. And this is where a little planning goes a long way. Sometimes spreading withdrawals out over several years can help you manage your tax bill. Other times, there are creative ways to pair withdrawals with other financial moves to soften the hit. And that's the kind of strategy work that an experienced financial services professional can provide. What's next, Stephen?
Right. Let's shift gears and talk about what happens if you inherit a Roth IRA. Because while a lot of the same rules apply, there's also a pretty big upside. Here's the headline. With a Roth IRA, you don't owe taxes on withdrawals. That's because Roths are funded with after-tax dollars and the account grows tax-free. So for many beneficiaries, that's a huge advantage. Now, there's a couple of caveats if you want to keep those withdrawals tax-free. First, the original Roth IRA has had to been open for and funded for at least 5 years. Second, if part of the Roth came from a conversion, say from a traditional IRA, those converted balances must sit in the account for at least 5 years before they can be withdrawn without penalty. And while the original account owner never had to worry about RMDs, you do have one requirement as a non-spouse. You have to make sure the account is emptied within 10 years of the original owner's passing. So it's not the same thing as taking an RMD each year, but that 10-year clock is still ticking. If you're inheriting the Roth IRA from a spouse, though, you've got more flexibility. You can treat it as your own and spread withdrawals over your lifetime or even leave it alone. Let that money keep growing tax-free for as long as possible.
Well, there you go with the 10-year rule again. That magic number. And this is one of those times where having a thorough strategy in place can make the difference between simply following the rules and actually maximizing the benefits of what you've inherited. And that's exactly the kind of thing a financial services professional can help you with, Stephen.
Yep. And one potentially smart move you can make with an inherited IRA is to think about timing. Spreading your withdrawals over several years can often be a way to reduce the tax bite. In fact, many financial services professionals see this as one of the most effective strategies for keeping more of your inheritance in your pocket and out of Uncle Sam's. And here's the beauty of that. With an inherited IRA, you've got flexibility. You can take a little bit more in a year when you need it and pull back in years when you don't without facing an early withdrawal penalty. That flexibility can be a real gift if you know how to use it strategically. In many cases, financial services professionals also recommend to their clients that they steer clear of cashing out the whole thing in a lump sum. It might feel simpler, but the tax bill can be brutal and often unnecessary. There's another important piece of advice here too. Don't let loyalty to the past keep you from making smart moves for your future. The investments in that IRA may have been perfect for your loved one, but they might not be right for you. Your goals, your risk tolerance, and your timeline could be completely different. So don't think of it as dad's IRA or mom's portfolio. Think of it as your tool for building the next stage of your financial life.
I love that. Well, and I love the flexibility in there too. So if the current holdings don't fit your objectives, it's perfectly okay and maybe also wise to reallocate. That's where working with a financial services professional can really make a difference.
When you receive an inheritance, it's more than just a financial windfall. It's a moment that comes with decisions, deadlines, and potential tax traps. That's where a financial services professional does come in handy. Our role is to help make sense of the rules, understand the options, and create a plan that works for your goals. We look at ways to minimize taxes, whether that means spreading withdrawals over several years, pairing distributions with other income strategies, or even reallocating investments so they align with your risk tolerance. We'll walk you through some of the timelines you need to hit, the paperwork you'll need to file, and the moves that can turn this inheritance into more long-term financial security. Most importantly, we'll help you make confident and informed choices so that you're not just reacting to the rules, but using them to your advantage.
I love that. Well, and Stephen, you are so knowledgeable in all of this that you truly do make sense of the rules for me. Well, so far during today's episode, we've been highlighting some steps you might want to discuss with your financial services professional if you inherit an IRA and want to manage it in a way that best suits your needs and your goals. We've had a terrific chat so far today. What do you have next for us, Stephen?
Yeah, I'd like to visit another article, Inherited an IRA, 5 Rules Every Beneficiary Should Know for 2025. Recent legislative and regulatory updates have introduced new tax considerations for those inheriting retirement accounts, particularly changes and delays that involve RMDs. The IRS also has released final rules for inherited IRAs, which are set to take effect in 2025. These regulations although expected, solidify key provisions related to RMDs that will directly affect many beneficiaries, marking a significant shift in the financial and tax planning landscape for inherited retirement assets going forward. So this article argues that there are five essential tax aspects IRA beneficiaries should be familiar with, including that inherited IRA rules, tax rules have changed. If you've inherited an IRA, or really if you have any kind of retirement account, you need to know about the Secure 2.0. This is the legislation that reshaped retirement account rules across the board, from 401ks, 403bs, IRAs, Roth accounts, and even some of the tax benefits that are tied to them. One big change is that the minimum age for RMDs has moved up to 73, and it's set to rise again to 75 in the future. And looking back to the original Secure Act of 2019, the one Secure Act 2.0 built on, that's the law that stopped many beneficiaries from stretching inherited IRA distributions over their lifetime. These are the kinds of changes that can completely alter how and when you access your retirement savings, and why it's so important to understand the rules before you make a move.
Absolutely. Well, and I just want to remind our listeners that legislature can always change. You know, I like to say that it's sometimes written in pencil. There's a lot of things that can change, and it can change quickly. But having a financial advisor in your corner like yourself, Stephen, really, you can apply those rules and you stay on top of all the new changes for us. So can you tell us more about the changes to the so-called stretch rule that you mentioned?
Sure. Yeah. Not long ago, beneficiaries of inherited IRAs had a powerful tax strategy at their fingertips, what we used to call the stretch. You could stretch those required distributions over your entire lifetime, allowing the account to keep growing tax deferred for decades. But that changed with the original Secure Act. Now, for most non-spousal beneficiaries who inherited an IRA on or after January 1st of 2020, the rule is simple and stricter. You have to empty the account within 10 years of the original owner's death. We keep beating on this dead horse. But here's something a lot of people don't realize. Under the IRS final regulations, starting this year, many beneficiaries will have to take annual withdrawals during that 10-year window, not just wait until the end. So that's a big shift that can catch people off guard. There are still some exceptions. The law calls them eligible designated beneficiaries, and they have more flexibility. Surviving spouses can treat the IRAs as their own or take distributions on their life expectancy. Also, minor children of the account owner can stretch distributions until they've reached adulthood, and then the 10-year rule kicks in. Another one is disabled people who meet the IRS definition, meaning they can't engage in substantial gainful activity due to a long-term impairment. And also chronically ill people who can't perform at least two of the activities of daily living without any help or assistance, and who have severe cognitive impairment. And lastly, people within 10 years of the account owner's age, often like siblings or close friends, can also stretch distributions over their life expectancy.
Well, that's great to know. And one thing's for sure, the info that you just shared with us certainly warrants a check-in with your financial advisor.
Yeah, here's a key detail many people miss. For some inherited IRAs, you can't just wait until year 10 to cash out. Under the IRS's latest rules, certain beneficiaries must take annual withdrawals during that 10-year period. The amount depends on factors like your age, relationship to the original owner, and whether they've already started their own RMDs. And if they had, you'll usually need to keep taking annual distributions while still following that 10-year rule. Knowing this can help you avoid some costly surprises. When it comes to inherited IRAs, the details matter. The type of account, your relationship to the original owner, and your own circumstances will all shape your tax strategy. So understanding these rules helps you plan smarter withdrawals and avoid surprises. The right guidance can turn a complex inheritance into a really clear financial strategy.
Absolutely, Stephen. Very well said. Anything else before we say goodbye today?
Again, our listeners can always visit our website at veritywealthgroup.com or call our office at 626-650-9486 to discuss how we can answer some of your questions. We're always happy to hear from you and we'll address some of your concerns, especially about today's topic, IRAs, inherited IRAs, and any other financial strategy questions that you might have. It is our goal to help you prepare for the retirement that you've worked so hard for.
Very well said, Stephen. And I love that. And this concludes another episode of the Verity Wealth Report with our host, Stephen Ting.
Join us soon for another episode. Take care, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you for joining us for Verity Wealth Report. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Stephen Tink at Verity Wealth Group at 626-650-9486 or visit veritywealthgroup.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Verity Wealth Report.
Stephen Ting offers investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 877-885-0508, and SEC, Registered Investment Advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC, and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Verity Wealth Group is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors, LLC. Insurance products and services offered through Stephen Ting, independent agent. Verity Wealth Group, Stephen Ting, and Gradient Advisors, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.